Luther Warren, a founder of the Young People's Work in the Seventh-day Adventist Church, was born in Michigan during the Civil War year of 1864. Most of his boyhood was spent in a farming community near what is now Juddville in Shiawassee County. Even as a child, Luther enjoyed helping other children. And at the age of 8, he dedicated his talents to working for young people. One day in 1879, as 14-year-old Luther and his friend, Harry Fenner, walked down a dirt road between crooked rail fences, they talked about serving God.
And it's been 34 years since the disappointment, Luther. Mm-hmm. There must be something we can do to hasten Jesus' coming.
I agree, Harry. Not only do I want to be ready myself, but I want to help others be ready.
Let's pray about it. Surely God will show us what we can do.
Good idea. Hey, why not right now?
Yeah.
We can climb over the fence and can kneel down on one of the plots made by the zigzag of the rails.
All right, let's. In the name of your son, Jesus, amen.
Amen. Harry, I think I know what we can do.
What is it, Luther?
We can start a missionary band. We'll get together all the boys we can and mail out books and papers and tracts to people and tell them about Jesus soon coming.
And we can write missionary letters,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Where can we meet?
I know. Our upstairs isn't finished. It's just one big room. I sleep there. We can meet there each week.
All right. Let's ask the fellows to join us so that we can start having our meetings.
Harry and Isaiah Fenner, Charles and Jim Burgess, George Harrell, Eddie Van Horn, Del Rathbun, Wallace Potter, and Luther Warren. All 9 of us are present, Luther. I mean, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Now, each member will report on the missionary work he's done during the week. Who's first? Del?
We had company this week. Uh-huh. They stayed for 3 days. There was a boy about my age, and I talked to him every day about Jesus.
We've been meeting for several weeks now, and we've found many things to do for Jesus.
Yes, that's right.
Absolutely, yeah. We sure have. Yeah.
One of the purposes of this band is to find more ways to help others be ready when Jesus comes. Eddie has a suggestion I think we should listen to.
Well, I told my sister Eva about our band, and she said she'd like to join us.
My sister would, too.
So would mine, and there's some other girls who are interested.
Then I move. We invite the girls to join our missionary band. All in favor?
Aye.
It's carried.
Kate Burgess, Eva Van Horn, Lucinda Messerall, Nettie and Zena Ogden, and Cora Rathbun were the first girls to join. They met in the parlors of each other's homes, and often their families would join in the singing. In the next few years, Luther attended college, preached, sold SDA books, and served as tent master for an evangelistic series. In 1889, when he was 24, he married Belle Proctor. A year later, they had a baby boy. Belle, however, did not recover her strength after the birth.
Oh, Luther, I should be bathing the baby, not you. I feel so guilty watching you do woman's work.
Nonsense, Belle. He's my son, too. It's a privilege to take care of him. I've always loved children, anyhow. When I was 16, I tried to adopt one.
Did you really?
Yes, but they wouldn't let me because I was too young. Well, I have a baby now, and no one can take him away from me.
He seems so weak and fretful, Luther. I think we should take him to the doctor again.
You're right. We will.
But the doctors couldn't help. And at the age of 3 months, little Louis died in his father's arms. That night, a grief-stricken Luther wrote in his diary these poignant words of understanding. I know the Father. Belle was never strong again, and the Warrens had no other children. Another step in the development of the youth work took place the next year, 1891, in Antigo, Wisconsin. A 16-year-old, Meade McGuire, had an idea to present to the church there.
I know this is a bit unusual, but young Meade McGuire would like to address the board.
Well, all right, Elder Connor.
But I hope it's not some frivolous request such as the young so often make.
Oh, let's just listen to him. Mead, go ahead.
Well, we have a considerable number of youth in this church, and I'm, well, our school friends belong to the Christian Endeavor Society and the Epworth League in their churches, but we don't have anything like that in the Adventist church.
So, what are you saying? You want to run off and join other churches?
Oh, no. I'd like to start a young people's society of our own.
Just what would you do in this society, Mead?
Well, Elder Connor, we'd have meetings where we'd sing and pray and study the scriptures and give testimonies. It would be something we could do ourselves.
No, Mead, that would never do. Why should you run off by yourselves? Young people alone would fall into disorder.
That's right. You just stick to the church and the missionary society with the older people. Don't try to be independent.
Mead, my boy, you go right ahead. You may have the church for your meeting, and I'll stand by you.
In December 1892, Ellen White, writing from Australia, called upon the youth to wage war against sin and evil. Her message was taken to heart by A.G. Daniels, president of the Australian Conference.
Good day, Brother Daniels. You wanted to talk with me?
Yes, Pastor. Have you read this message from Sister White in the Signs of the Times? It's about the youth.
We have an army of youth today who can do much if they are properly directed and encouraged. Young men and women cannot yet form companies and as soldiers of Christ enlist in the work, putting all your tact and skill and talent into the Master's service that you may save souls from ruin.
Well, what do you think of it, Pastor?
This idea is fair dinkum. How can we help?
Let's organize a young people's society right here in Adelaide.
Good-o. We'll start right away.
Workers in the land down under formed young people's societies in several places, and companies also began to be organized in the United States. In 1894, Luther Warren, now working in the North Central States, formed a society called the Sunshine Band in Bridgewater, South Dakota. The band rapidly multiplied. The Ohio Conference in 1899 became the first to form a statewide organization of Adventist youth. The General Conference meeting in Ohio in 1901 was impressed to take its own action.
And that we approve the movement to organize young people's societies for more effectual missionary service. And we recommend that a committee be appointed to form a plan of organization and report to this conference. The committee to consist of Luther Warren, S.M. Butler, H.H. Burkholder, M.E. Cady, M.C. Wilcox, Mrs. S. N. Haskell, Mrs. L. Flora Plummer, and Estella Hauser. What is your pleasure on this resolution?
Aye!
We therefore recommend that workers be commissioned for the youth work who are especially adapted to this work, and that for the time being the Young People Society be connected to the Sabbath School Department, which is under the leadership of Mrs. Plummer, and that a column for young people's work be opened in the youth's instructor.
Thank you, Elder Warren. What say you to this resolution?
Aye!
In July 1907, a Sabbath school and young people's convention was called at Mount Vernon, Ohio. Luther Warren was among the speakers, recounting the history of the young people's movement.
And as early as 1903, Germany had a young people's society. England followed in 1905, then the islands, east and west, with Jamaica leading the way. Next, the European and Latin field responded, as did Africa. For years now, the young people's work has been expanding steadily throughout the world.
Amen.
And finally, just a few weeks ago, at the General Conference Council in Gland, Switzerland, the vote was taken to create a separate agency, the Young People's Department, with Brother Milton Kern as chairman and Miss Matilda Erickson as first secretary. Now, it is our task to work out the governing principles and the methods of work for this new department. Brothers and sisters, as we enter this solemn yet joyous work, let us consecrate ourselves to the service of God. Let us pray for his guidance.
The young people's work was fairly launched, and the dedicated youth of the church answered Ellen White's call.
Will the young men and young women who really love Jesus organize themselves as workers, not only for those who profess to be Sabbath keepers, but for those who are not of our faith? Let young men and women and children go to work in the name of Jesus.